Extract 1. You hear part of a radio program about a famous London hotel. Now look at questions 1 and 2.
Tea at the Grand Hotel in London is served in the green room, a light, airy space with luxuriant plants, fountains, and a panoramic view over the city. Dress is strictly smart casual. There are 4 sittings for tea, the first at 11:30 in the morning and the last at 6:30 in the evening. Despite the high price tag, tables are booked up months in advance. Tea includes a selection of sandwiches, crustless, of course, scones, cakes, and pastries. There are 12 types of tea on offer, including the Grand's own superior afternoon brew. David James has been manager of the Green Room for 15 years. David, tea at the Grand is very popular, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. When I first started, we had 80 to 100 people a day. Now it's twice that number.
And are they all wealthy people?
Not at all. I can tell as soon as someone walks in what type of person they are, where they are from, why they are here. Some people who come here have lots of money and some don't. When someone has saved to come here as a treat, I like to make a special effort to make them feel comfortable.
Now you will hear the recording again.
Tea at the Grand Hotel in London is served in the green room. A light, airy space with luxuriant plants, fountains, and a panoramic view over the city. Dress is strictly smart casual. There are 4 sittings for tea, the first at 11:30 in the morning and the last at 6:30 in the evening. Despite the high price tag, tables are booked up months in advance. Tea includes a selection of sandwiches, crustless, of course, scones, cakes, and pastries. There are 12 types of tea on offer, including the Grand's own superior afternoon brew. David James has been manager of the Green Room for 15 years. David, tea at the Grand is very popular, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. When I first started, we had 80 to 100 people a day. Now it's twice that number.
And are they all wealthy people?
Not at all. I can tell as soon as someone walks in what type of person they are, where they are from, why they are here. Some people who come here have lots of money and some don't. When someone has saved to come here as a treat, I like to make a special effort to make them feel comfortable.
Extract 2. You hear 2 presenters talking on a science program. Now look at questions 3 and 4.
Possibly one of the most talked about pieces of research recently published has surprisingly little to do with anything of particular importance. Entitled The Case of the Disappearing Teaspoons, the study proves that this is a naturally occurring phenomenon with no apparent explanation.
Yes, a research team in Australia placed 70 numbered teaspoons in various tea rooms at their institute and tracked them over a period of 5 months. 80% disappeared for good. It was calculated that they had a half-life, that is, the length of time it took for half of the teaspoons to disappear, of 81 days. If this is a global phenomenon, then 600,000 teaspoons are disappearing each year.
So, where have they all gone? Practical and mundane explanations include people taking them home or losing them under piles of work. However, with such a large quantity of teaspoons being lost each year, many people feel these explanations are simply not sufficient.
Now you will hear the recording again.
Possibly one of the most talked about pieces of research recently published has surprisingly little to do with anything of particular importance. Entitled The Case of the Disappearing Teaspoons, the study proves that this is a naturally occurring phenomenon with no apparent explanation.
Yes, a research team in Australia placed 70 numbered teaspoons in various tea rooms at their institute and tracked them over a period of 5 months. 80% disappeared for good. It was calculated that they had a half-life, that is, the length of time it took for half of the teaspoons to disappear, of 81 days. If this is a global phenomenon, then 600,000 teaspoons are disappearing each year.
So, where have they all gone? Practical and mundane explanations include people taking them home or losing them under piles of work. However, with such a large quantity of teaspoons being lost each year, many people feel these explanations are simply not sufficient.
Extract 3. You hear two people talking about popular music. Now look at questions 5 and 6.
One thing that's quite interesting about popular music is how derivative and imitative it is. You see, most of the innovations that took place in it had happened by the end of the 1970s, and after that it's all been copies of what had already been and gone.
That's just not true. There's lots of really innovative new music going on now, and there always will be. Every new generation develops its own styles and sounds that are unique to it.
No, they just think that's what they're doing. Actually, they're just recycling old things. Granted, they sometimes do that very well, but it's all been done before. The truth is, it's new for them, but it's not actually new.
But the fans, the public, they don't see it that way, do they?
No, they buy the music and they go to concerts by the latest successful or fashionable bands and singers, and they think it's all being done for the first time. It's only older people like me who spot the similarities with music from the past. Like a lot of things, influences pass from one generation to another, and it's not always a conscious thing.
Now you will hear the recording again.
One thing that's quite interesting about popular music is how derivative and imitative it is. You see, most of the innovations that took place in it had happened by the end of the 1970s, and after that it's all been copies of what had already been and gone.
That's just not true. There's lots of really innovative new music going on now, and there always will be. Every new generation develops its own styles and sounds that are unique to it.
No, they just think that's what they're doing. Actually, they're just recycling old things. Granted, they sometimes do that very well, but it's all been done before. The truth is, it's new for them, but it's not actually new.
But the fans, the public, they don't see it that way, do they?
No, they buy the music and they go to concerts by the latest successful or fashionable bands and singers, and they think it's all being done for the first time. It's only older people like me who spot the similarities with music from the past. Like a lot of things, influences pass from one generation to another, and it's not always a conscious thing.
That is the end of part one.